There's a lot of beautiful Christmas decorations being adorned on people's homes this festive season right through our region. Carol Menadue has been putting on a light display on Railway Terrace at Wainaka in the Murraylands for the past 16 years, and she's also been doing a novelty display with Lucky Dips for the past decade. She's won Best Residential Christmas Light Display by the Karoonda East Murray Council for the past 2 years, and she joins us now to tell us more. Hi there, Carol. Happy festive season.
No worries. Merry Christmas back to you.
Yeah. What do you love about adorning your home with Christmas and other festive characters, Carol?
I love doing it for the kids. There's a school bus that goes past here and the kids are always asking, what's Carol putting up this year? You know, when is she going to start her lights?
And yeah, and it must also make you kind of excited about Christmas. There's something really special about going through that ritual every year.
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it takes a little bit of effort, though.
It takes me 3 weeks to put up and 3 days to pull them down.
Oh, right. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, as you said earlier, I've done the lights now for 16 years and it's always different each year.
You've got some brilliant reindeers, stars, Father Christmases and snowmen. And I like how you got some keeping it Aussie with some kangaroos.
Yep, got to have the white kangaroos.
Yep. And then you've also got your novelty display. So what's your theme this year?
My theme this year is trains mainly, but it's associated with transport. I was going to keep it a surprise, but for the listeners, I'll let them know that I've got a Christmas train set up.
Ooh.
For the kids and the big kids.
Excellent.
And all the novelty display items are to do with transport or mobility, like skateboard or a skier or someone on a push bike or someone rocking a chair. That's what I've got under the novelty display.
Where do you collect all this stuff?
I virtually dream and sleep, and just Christmas is all year round for me because I just keep collecting stuff. I find a lot of stuff on Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the end of year sale because that's when I buy the bargains.
Ah, good one. Clever tip. And you've got some lucky dips as well for the young ones and older ones too.
I have it separated for the age brackets. So I've got boy, girl, teen boy, teen girl. And then I've also got the 18 plus, which are $5.
With me at the moment is Carol Menadue. She's been putting up light displays at her Railway Terrace Wainaka property for the past 16 years. How did the tradition start all those years ago?
I'm a very competitive person, as the locals would say. It started off that the neighbours had three blocks and they had their three-block display, and then what I was able to compact in the small little area of my driveway was unreal compared to the three blocks. After they had moved, I still stayed with the tradition on doing lights because of the way the locals liked it. I've now got the neighbour who used to do the three blocks. I've got his block next to me that I can do whatever I like with the lights. We've got a population of 15 in town, and there's five houses along the main road that do lights.
Oh, great. And I understand as well there was a bit of a moment of rekindling love when this all started for you.
Back in 79-80, I was with Wesley, better known as Kung, and we parted company for 25 years. From there, a social worker said for me to go find somewhere where I was safe and secure, and it happened to be back with Wesley. We rekindled in 2004, 25 years later. He allowed me to do whatever I liked with the lights. He didn't mind me being competitive with a neighbour.
Nice.
And because we're off the main Murray Bridge to Loxton Highway, hubby used to say to me, if it doesn't look right from the main road, go back and change it.
Oh, wow. Okay. High standards. Very important.
Yeah. And yep. If you can see it from the main road, a lot of people do come back in.
Oh, cool.
To Wainaka.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And so people can obviously swing by any night to see the lights, but the novelty display and lucky dips are certain times of the week?
Yes, at this stage it's Thursday to Sunday, Christmas night, Saturday till midnight, And then Sunday will actually be from 8:30 to midnight.
All right. Well, it sounds beautiful. All the best with it. Enjoy the festive season and thanks so much for your time today.
Oh, the one thing I will say is the part proceeds from the Lucky Dips gets donated to the Wainaka Christmas Tree and Community Gathering. And I need to say thank you to the sponsors like AJ Home Hardware, Alexandrina Wildlife Support Group and Karoonda Pharmacy for their contribution towards the Lucky Dips.
Absolutely. Oh, that's great to hear. It's a community effort. Sounds good.
It is. Yeah.
Well, you have a lovely Christmas and thanks again.
All right. No worries. Thank you very much. No worries.